This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. This show contains spoilers, so if you don't want to know, you shouldn't listen.
Hello, and welcome to Devil in Your Ears, the Grendel podcast. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Devil in Your Ears can be, well, it's part of the reader feed. You can find more information at thereaderfeed.com. Now, the reader feed is a collection of focalized comic book podcasts. Which means that for the most part, with one very notable exception, most of the shows on the reader feed take a look at a specific character or title. There's two that get away from that basic gimmick. One is Pull Box Picks, done by Dave Slusher. His show takes a look at one particular book title that he's reading per episode. So it falls more directly than the other, which is Scotch and Comics. And it's weird because Devin requested to be part of the Reader Feed instead of Comic Book Noise Family. Because the Reader Feed is part of the Comic Book Noise family, which more details you can go to comicbooknoisefamily.com. And they're all part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, go to deliberatenoise.com. Now, as I said, this is a Grendel podcast. Did I say I'm your host, Derek Howard? I hope so. Anyway, this episode seems to be cursed. I've tried to do it number of occasions. In fact, after the last episode, I sat down to take notes for the upcoming episode, and it seemed like every time I sat down to take the notes, something would happen. All right. So weeks went by, and my schedule, because I had a schedule, and this was part of the schedule, got completely out of whack. Until finally I was able, all right, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to take some notes, at least I'll get the notes done so that when I get the actual opportunity, I can record the rest of the show. Take the notes. For the last story in the book, Grendel Archives, which is what I'm taking a look at right now. This is the original Grendel series done by Kimiko years ago, right? The original stuff. So I had my notes, and it was a synopsis of each page, and as well as analysis on, you know, page layout, some really cool things in some of the panels that I saw. I mean, it was like, I do more than one podcast, and trust me, I don't take a whole lot of notes, right? My notes would be like Heroes Reborn, Cap, 1 through 12, comma, 1 through 13, no, 1 through 11, comma, 13, 12, question mark, and then I'll do a show from that. Which is basically saying that Captain America and Heroes Reborn went 1 through 13, although number 12, which I believe had the Wildstorm characters, not included in the trade. I could be wrong. I think it's the other way around. I think they were 13, but the first 12 issues are in the trade, and the last one isn't. Anyway, so I mean, I had really good notes, really good notes. I was impressed by these notes, right? If these notes weren't being used for a podcast, I could definitely see me reworking them very slightly and putting them up as a blog post. All right. And then I lost them. I got done. I was happy. I was satisfied. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this probably tomorrow. And I set them down somewhere and I can't find them. Can't find them anywhere. And this was maybe a week or two ago now. So I couldn't find them. This all gets to a point. So don't worry. This is not just me talking to be talking. So I look all over the place. I can't find them. So I said, all right, well, I just have to take my copy of Grendel Archives and have to just write them all over again. It won't be as good, but maybe I'll get some different insights, right? And I can't find my copy anywhere. So for the past like week or so, I've been looking for either the notes or the book. And finally, I just decided, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to have to move on. I have to go to the next thing. And the next thing is Devil by the Deed. Because I don't have the original issues that these came from. But I have a copy of the hardback that Dark Horse put out a few years ago, as well as a paperback cover of this from a long time ago. But anyway, so I'm thinking, I was like, wait a minute, this is the story. They even have like the first, you know, a brief synopsis of the first three issues in here, as well as what happened after it. So why don't I just read that as a synopsis and give my opinion on what I remember from the book that I don't have in front of me? See, I told y'all that story would make sense eventually. Anyway, so this is just me reading. All right. Where did we leave off? All right, I think at the end of the book, the end of the last episode, Grendel and Argent were just facing each other, while the police had just shown up, I'm just going to start from meanwhile, because I think that's where we left off. Meanwhile, the police themselves had gathered a ridiculously classic lineup of suspects. The rival, the business partner, the lover, and of course, the butler. These are all people that were mentioned previously in the story. And it was a ridiculously classic lineup. Once they introduced each character and you knew that there was going to be a death at the... If you read most of these type of stories, then you know what kind of setup was going to be there, right? Anyway, it was in the garden that they met. Grendel had paused to radio instructions to his cronies. Argent had been called back to the Palumbo estate by the police and just happened to come through the back way. There was some small banter, but they both knew their course. This was inevitable. And so for the first time, Grendel pitted his cunning and deadly electric fork against the raw, brutal force that was Argent. What follows in his logs is a beautifully choreographed account of the fight. He writes at length of the exhilaration this contest produced in him. Oh my God, I can't read it. Despite his pronounced feelings for Stacy and all the incredible power plays in which he participated, I feel safe in the claim that he never felt quite as alive as he did when fighting with Argent. Inside, circumstantial evidence led to the arrest of Barry's lover, Rachel Coleman. Outside, Grendel was wounded as the garden suddenly caught fire. Now, in the actual book, you don't get a sense of exhilaration. You don't get a sense of beautifully choreographed account of the fight. The account may have been beautifully choreographed. The fight itself wasn't as epic as you may think. it was a pretty good fight, but it wasn't. It wasn't one of those things where I would say, "Wow, that was like one of the best comic book fights I've ever seen." You know, it was cool for what it was. You know, and the part where Rachel was caught was pretty flimsy. You know, Because quite frankly, I thought the butler did it. And by the way, this is written from the point of Christine Spar, who I'll go into a little bit more detail when I actually get into Devil by the Deed properly. But then he ran from the wounded wolf. He had no desire to end this marvelous game. Only then did he notice that Stacy was gone. He knew she hadn't awakened. Someone had taken her. Another mistake. And that's pretty much where the book left off, is when he gets back to go pick up Stacy. And it wasn't, once again, when I read it, I didn't get the feeling that he didn't want the fight to end. He's the one who, after he wounded Argent and the garden set on fire by accident from his electric forks, he knew that he had to get Stacy back into the house, because if Hunter is gone and Stacy is gone and then all of a sudden Grendel appears, people are going to put two and two together. So that's what happened. And Stacy was left drugged on a like a park bench, and some creepy dude came and took her. You know, it was like, ooh, this is really, you know, the guy was obviously a pedophile, you know, I mean, just obviously. And so the book ends, in fact, the series ends with Grendel getting back to the spot where he left Stacy, and oh my God, she's gone, you know, to be continued, and it never was continued, you know. Yeah, so that's where the issue itself was pretty good. It was actually probably one of the better ones. You could tell that that Matt Wagner was starting to feel more comfortable with his art. You know, there's a drastic difference. Even back then, you can see there's a drastic difference between the story in the beginning of the book and the story at the end. You know, I mean, in the beginning of the book, he was trying to put, like, all of the character models in each panel. Like, if he was going to show somebody, he was going to show as much of them as he possibly could. Without it looking, you know, horrible. But you could tell he was trying too much for each panel. And not really so much of the backgrounds. The backgrounds are rather sparse. As it went on, his backgrounds got much better. But I'm just talking about, like, the body models. And as he progressed, you could tell that he felt more comfortable with blocking, you know, sort of like, you know, setting up a shot. When you're a film shot, when you're a director, you have to put certain blocking, you know, you want certain things in the scene. And it's like he before was trying to put, like I said, as much as he possibly could. And then towards the end, he was like, you know what? I don't need to show, you know, Grendel's pants legs. You know, if the action is from him from the waist up, I don't need to show much more from than, you know, I don't need to show him from the waist down. It's just, that's just the impression I got. It just looked like he was getting a lot more comfortable with that. He was getting more comfortable with drawing facial expressions. And his setup was better, you know, it just how it seems to me. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it now. However, I will point out one thing. The artwork in Devil by the Deed, which was, I think, the backup for Mage, it is light years from the very first Grendel story. It's almost like he got somebody else to do the artwork. So, next episode, I'm going to come back and I'm going to see, this is like so text heavy. Each page is text heavy, but each page is like just beautiful, you know, each one. So I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to handle Devil by the Deed. But we'll see. However, I'm not going to... should I start from the beginning or should I just start from where the other story left off? If you have any ideas, send them to Derek, this D-E-R-E-K, at comicbooknoise.com. Should I go over what has already been talked about in Grimble Archives, or should I just go from the point of the story on? Because quite frankly, I do want to talk about what happened with this dude who kidnapped Stacy and what happened with her and him and what happened with Rachel. So I do want to touch on some things. Just let me know. Let me know what you think. Thanks, and I promise I'll be back a lot sooner with another episode. I did this couple of weeks.